Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Well, happy Tuesday. It's a beautiful day here in Greensboro, North Carolina, and wherever you are, I hope it's a beautiful day for you. We had started last week, and believe me, this happens more often than not. We had started a three-part series on Jesus, Fish, and You. Now, this was meant to be a teaching of the nature of Jesus, and we did really good last week. We talked about Jesus picking up his first four disciples, Simon, Peter, Andrew, John, and James. And the story gave us a good idea of Jesus as leader or rabbi. And so we, kind of ended that one with the thought that we would pick up part two today. Well, the message today has been rescheduled for a little later date. As you know, what I schedule in my nifty little brain is not always what God wants me to say. So we're going to put that on the table. We'll get back to it. And I'll tell you, any pastor will tell you this is not unusual. So we're still on the topic of the meaning of serving God. Just taking a side path. I believe a good place to start today is to deal with the basic concept of being a servant. Because servant and slave have very, very powerful connotations to a lot of us. And I have a wonderful website that I posted or will post, finish posting, on my blog page, which kind of gives you an idea of ancient words and words that we use today. And it might help you make this transition. So the long and short of it is that we, to become like Christ or to have Christ in our life, we have to take on the mantle of a slave to gain entrance into the kingdom of God. Kings into God's kingdom, probably not a good thing. So here we go, and excuse my mouse as we move from side to side here, but I wanted to lead into the second half of our show with something that really explains serving. And so I jumped to this program, and I hope you like it. We're going to start out with any study that is meant to be a servant. What it's like to be a servant should end and begin, or begin and end, with the person of Jesus Christ. He is the role model of role models. So, no greater person, and I'm not the only one who feels this way, can be found to display servanthood than Christ. I mean, really, he is a pretty cool dude. Any brief reading of scriptures, no matter how familiar with the Bible you are or not, it doesn't take long to figure out what Jesus was trying to do with the disciples on the 3 years that they had to walk the dusty trail. The problem is, the more you read, the more you figure out, even though the 12 disciples spent a huge amount of time with Jesus, they weren't perfect. And nowhere near it. Time and time again, the disciples individually and collectively do stupid things. I mean, take Peter, the rock. He takes his foot out of his mouth just long enough to put his other foot in. I mean, there's 100 examples of Peter doing stupid things. So they always seem to be saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, always needing a correction. It's kind of like grown adult daycare. I'm going to retell it. Grown adult daycare, yes. Jesus was very patient. And I'm going to give you one of my favorite incidents that is one of those stupid things. We're going to go flip over to Matthew 20:20. I like that, 20:20. Chapter 20, verse 20 through 28. We're going to divide that. The story actually divides itself. So here we go. Basically, we're at verse 20 through, 24. You know, I read this story every time I do, and I think, who came up with this idea? But someone between James, John, and their mommy wanted a special place of honor. Now, mommy, who was leading the charge, approaches Jesus with the two boys and says to Jesus, and mind you, this is about the boldest statement I can think of, command that your kingdom, that in your kingdom, these two sons of mine may sit, one on the right side and one on your left. Okay, straightforward, yeah. Bold, absolutely. And yeah, I'm sure Jesus knew ahead of time that this was coming. So in essence, she's saying, President Jesus, can you make my sons the vice president and the secretary of state? I mean, she's asking just something huge. Not only that, she's doing it on behalf of her sons. Like, do they not have a mouth? Are they not able to speak? Oh, I think they are. So I always look at this kind of behavior, and it kind of has the tag of mama's boys. I mean, they were grown men. This is John and James, two of the first four disciples picked. You know, grown men still being dependent on mommy. Mommy, will you go tell Jesus? Sure, no problem, honey. So here they are with mommy, and Jesus, you know, has this conversation back and forth. You know, a series of questioning back and forth. And finally, Jesus lets mom and her two sons know that it's ultimately not his place to assign who sits on his right or his left. You know, he's got to re-educate them that I am the Son of God. My Father decides who sits where. Now, after that, the whole other 10 disciples think about this. You're in a workplace and, you know, this kind of behavior goes on. And, you know, the rest of the team is standing there at the 50-yard line going, what? I mean, it annoys the fire out of them. So, you know, Jesus feels the tension. And he says, well, time out. I think we all need to sit down here. So he sits them down. You know, at this point, I think I would be ready to pull some hair out. But that's me. I'm not Jesus. And so he sits them down. And he says, you know, the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, which means they're speaking about the Hebrews and, of course, the Roman Empire. And they exercise great authority over them. In other words, yeah, they have no say. It's not this way among you. You know, you're getting this system all messed up here. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first shall be your slave. Remember, the Son of Man, i.e. Jesus, did not come to be served. I could have. Yeah, I'll sit there, have you feed me grapes and all that stuff. But I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. In other words, here I am. I'm Jesus. I mean, I'm not Jesus. I don't even look like Jesus, I don't think. So here I am. I am the Son of the Most High God. And I am trying to teach you by example what it's like to serve. I mean, this is my purpose for you. You know, so it goes on in the 24 to 28 chapters to try and, you know, pound this idea into their heads. You know, we don't get our way, first of all, I'm going to say. We don't get our way, normally speaking, by bringing our mother into the middle of what we should be asking God for ourselves. And the kingdom of God is fueled by service and servanthood. So it isn't like I'm at JCPenney's and I'm going to rush up in the first of the line so I can pay and get out of here. So I'm just going to push a couple people aside. This lady's got a crying baby. She's not paying any attention. And voila, I'm at the front of the line. Jesus reminds them that you're not going to act that way. This is not a kingdom principle. We have to put our position on the totem pole. And I like that concept, on the totem pole. And put it at the bottom of the totem pole and say, I am here for you. You'll hear this 1,000 times, or you should be hearing this, from your pastor, from your deacons, from your lay ministers, whatever. I am here for you. I'm not here for me. This collar does not mean privilege. It means servanthood. It means I am here for you. Exactly. So as Christians, we should be symbolically dependent on one another. We should be looking for the humility and kindness in each other, not pushing our way to the top of the line so that we can look like, oh, we're so mighty. Because, oh, we are so mighty is only good for the whatever number of years you have here on earth. It's not going to buy you a hot cup of coffee in heaven. I mean, really, please tell me they have coffee in heaven. Oh, what a thought. Anyway, so we failed to follow the best model we had, Jesus. Now, Jesus, even to take it one step further in this conversation, says, whoever wished to be first among you shall be your slave. Like I said, whoa, you know, you want to be first, then start washing feet, you know? And slavery is the complete opposite at sitting on the right hand or the left hand of the king in power. Right? I mean, this is the very thing James and John's mommy wanted them to do. But it's not what God wants. You know? The slavery that Jesus is asking for, just so that I can clear 100 people who may or may not be calling, saying, what is she talking about? The slavery that Jesus is talking about, the servanthood, is not a mandated situation. It is called voluntary slavery. You are giving up your need to be needed, shall we say, and need to be at the top of that totem pole. And you are voluntarily saying, I am here for you, not for me. So voluntary slavery is the term that most of us use when speaking to people. Consider ourselves slaves only because we choose to be, not because we were forced to. Do nothing out of your selfish ambition or vain conceit. Wow. But in humility, consider others better than yourself. You know, if you took that statement as a daily mantra and just say, you know, I am a child of the Most High God, but I am not any special person other than someone here to serve. To serve. So, others first, us last, regardless of our position, title, whatever. This is the message that the disciples had to get in their heads. If anyone throughout all of creation, from beginning of time, should be served, should it not be Jesus Christ? I mean, really? But again, he was the example. He wanted to place himself as the example to the disciples. Why? Because if they didn't get it right, oh my gosh, how are we supposed to get it right? Now, as it is, prior to his crucifixion on the cross, they, you know, made some terrible mistakes, but they got it together, and obviously created the original Christian church, and every one of them died in the process, in not so nice ways. Let's just say they did not have a natural lifespan. That would be a good way to make it. So that is my way, or my segue, into the second half of our program, where we are going to speak to a gentleman, and a gentleman he is, really, about the concept of serving. You know, there's many ways to serve God. Pastoring, being a deacon, being on the altar committee, doing sidewalk ministry, handing out bags of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, many ways. And I think we forget as a country that one of the ways to serve God is to serve your country. And so that's what Mr. Briney, who will be on shortly, is going to relay to us. And I hope we get to hear some of his music, which is awesome. I got to hear it first. So I want you to go to my personal webpage, which is www.closerwalkwithyou.com. And that is the web page where all your reference materials for every message that I give will be on there. So if I refer to certain scriptures and you can't write them down fast enough, then you can always go there. That is where you can leave me a message. Or you can leave me a message at the BBS webpage that I have. Either way, you know, you can get a hold of me. The idea is that once you let a message settle and you have things that you need to sort out, I want to be available to answer your question for you. You know, I don't want to be a radio talk show host that says, okay, today we're going to do blah, 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 and by the way, thank you very much. Ooh, that's not really teaching you anything. That's not taking your hand and walking with you. What can I do for you? Remember? It's the teacher in me coming out now. But we have a bunch of ways that you can get to me. You know, email and blog website and so on and so forth. So, you know, don't think that I'm unreachable. That's not the case. So the other thing I wanted to say to you is to ask you to look up some of these references that will be on the webpage. As you may know or may not, just in the New Testament, and this is just Jesus speaking, there is 17, I counted them today, there might be more. I've found 17 different scriptures where Jesus talks about serving or being a servant. Yeah, 17. The disciples, of course, many more. I'm going to list those, but I'm not going to release them. I think I want to make a game of this. I want you to go through and find your passage that you think is a good one, New Testament, Jesus speaking about serving, about being a servant or a slave. Put it in an email or a message on my website and let me know what you think. I have no idea what I can give you for a prize, since I don't have sponsors that give me all kinds of great stuff. It's low budget kind of operation. I pay BBS 13 cents a month and they let me talk on the radio. That's kind of great. So, you know, find a passage in the New Testament where Jesus is speaking about being a servant, and we'll see if you come up with the same number or more passages, and whoever comes up with the most wins, kind of like whoever has the most toys goes home. We'll find something for you to win. So that will go on for the next couple weeks. We'll see how many emails I get. I'm expecting that all 13 of you out there are listening today. And I did want to say that the archives is up and going. It's on the main page at BBS Radio for me. And you can go in and click on archives, and it'll show all the saved programs. Now, obviously, I've only had one on this station, but we're going to pull some old ones in for you, too, and get a better library for you. And you can reach those archives 24/7. And I'm going to drink some water because even though the weather is beautiful, my allergies are not. The gentleman we're going to speak to, once he connects in with us, is a lovely country and western singer by the name of Doug Brining. And I think you're going to enjoy what he might have to say. And next week, we're going to speak about, we're going to lead into another really nice person by the name of Josie Milner. And she is involved in anti-bullying. Each one of the people that I invite on the show may be a singer or whatever famous thing they do, but each one of them has a passion for something that they're giving back to the community, serving God in some way. And so I don't just put somebody on, you know. Well, I could, but I'm not going to. So each one of them have a special passion or a special project that helps other people. And so we're gonna hope that at the end of this however long season of serving, you get the idea, like the disciples, that it's not so bad. I, for instance, love to do street ministry. And we have a program at our church where we make up bags for street people, homeless people, of sandwiches or easy things to eat, beanie weenies, which beanie weenies by themselves is a food group. People don't understand that. I love beanie weenies. And so I believe they're their own food group. And so anyway, that's the concept, and I understand that Mr. Briney is on the phone, so I want to welcome him to the radio show, and let's see if we can tag him in.
Hello, Judy?
Yes, Doug, how are you?
Yeah, there we are. Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm okay, and welcome to the Journey 8.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
Yes. Now, I want to know, first of all, and this is a little side note, but I want to know anyway, how was the CMA festival?
It was absolutely fantastic. I've been writing thank you notes all week long to folks that I was performing with and had a great time meeting and just It was a fantastic experience. It was my first CMA Fest, so I was just blown away by it. It really was. It was just a fantastic experience. The way that they treated us all there, the performances. I mean, I was busy performing all week long. Had great interviews. Had a fantastic time signing at the different booths. And meeting a lot of fans, it was a fantastic time. I met a ton of people that I've looked up to for ages in this industry. Earlene Mandrell, got to meet her. Stella Parton, got to meet her. Lulu Roman, Ricky Skaggs, just a host of people that I got to meet and just talk with, and it was just a phenomenal, fantastic time. I loved every minute of it.
Wow. Wow. Maybe I'll have to broadcast someday from there. That would be fun.
It would be very cool. I mean, there's there's a lot of folks that are doing different things with that. I know V Radio does. I know Renegade Radio does. I know WSM, they do as well. There's no reason that you couldn't do that. I think it's just a fantastic time. And again, it's my first time being there. It was exhausting and exhilarating all at the same time. And I mean, I just literally was collapsing after each day almost just from exhaustion, but ready to go back at it again the next morning, just, you know, excited for new opportunities and excited to do it. So yeah, it was a fantastic time.
Yeah, shit in the candy shop. Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. It really was surreal. It was you know, being able to meet all those folks that I've looked up to and have heard and seen my whole life and enjoyed their music and enjoyed what they do, and to meet them in person and to have them listen, hear my music and say, hey, we love what you're doing. It was just fantastic.
Good. Well, I understand. And one of the reasons why I picked you was that you have an awesome song out right now. And, of course, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but today's message was about Jesus attempting to teach the disciples about servitude, how to be a servant. Uh-huh. And so you have a record, I believe, I heard, that you released at Memorial Day, correct?
The album actually came out. It's a single that I released on Memorial Day. We released Unknown Soldier on Memorial Day. The actual album came out back in November, but we released this as a single on Memorial Day, and it's called Unknown Soldier. And, yeah, I'm just thrilled to be a part of it and, you know, to be able to do what I can. And what we're doing with that is 100% of the profits from that song, from Memorial Day all the way through Labor Day, 100% of the profits from that song are going to Operation Troop Aid, and which is a fantastic organization that gives back to our troops in very real ways. They help with medical, they help with sending care packages, they help with the troops that are active right now and our veterans. And just does a fantastic job.
Well, great. Well, we have that song queued up, and I would love to play it if that's okay with you.
That would be absolutely fantastic. I would really appreciate it.
All right, let's sit back and listen to Unknown Soldier.
Every father's son, barefoot boy next door, the apple of the mother freedom's eye. Born all across this land, I was raised to be a man. I came from hometowns everywhere and I heard the battle cry. Johnny Reb, G.I. Joe. In every war I've had a different name. And I made the sacrifice. Yes, I bravely gave my life. My spirits rise to the breeze that makes old glory way. Don't you know me? I'm the unknown soldier. I proudly served you to keep our country strong. I'm the countless who have died to keep liberty alive. You remember me, and I'm not really gone. And the unknown soldier marches on. In the fields of Vietnam, on the seas and desert sand. I'm a sentry and I stand my watch alone. My soul will rest in peace, long as America stays free. I'm the heart of every boy that's never coming home. But don't you know me? I'm the unknown soldier. I proudly served you to keep our country strong. I'm the countless who will die. Keep liberty alive. If you remember me, then I'm not really gone. And the unknown soldier marches on. Marches on. Marches on.
Thank you so much.
I come from a heritage, I guess, of Army. My relatives were all, my mother was a staff sergeant during World War II in the Women's Army.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a patriot, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. So what drove you... what drove you to this ministry? Why choose this?
You know, well, like you, I come from a very long line of military families. You can trace my family all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And I had three uncles that served during World War II, a grandfather on my mother's side that served during World War II. My dad served during the Korea War. My son currently serves in the United States Air Force, and so I have a very deep appreciation and love for our military, and it was that the military is just very near and dear to my heart. So anything that I can do for them, I want to do that. When we were putting the album together, I really wanted a military song to honor our military and to say thank you. And I, you know, I listened to a bunch of different, songs, and none of them were quite right. None of them were a good fit for me. Not that there was anything the matter with them, but it just wasn't a good fit. And I came across this song. My manager sent it to me, and I just fell in love with it the first time that I listened to it. It was exactly what I wanted to say. And you know, there's really a double meaning in the song. It's not just those who have passed on and that we don't know, which are certainly marked by the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, but it's also a lot of unknown soldiers who have come back, men and women who have come back from their time of service, and they've assimilated back into, you know, assimilated right back into civilian life, and we forget about their service, and we forget about the contribution that they have made, and so this song is also for them. It's not just the ones who have died, but it's the ones who sacrificed their time and who did their time and who have come back and just assimilated back in, and we forget to honor them sometimes. And so that's what this song is all about to me.
Yeah, I have a habit, I guess you could say, of going to the airport every once in a while, and if I see a man or a woman in uniform, I just go up and say thank you. It's something my mother taught me a long time ago. And sometimes it's pretty overwhelming. You can see the emotion on their face that someone would stop and say thank you.
Well, absolutely. I was able, you know, I have a similar type of a thing that I do. I haven't done and hung out at the airport, but what I have done is anytime I see a former service member that's wearing a hat that marks their service or a jacket that marks their service, I usually pat them on the back and say thank you. And it is amazing. Sometimes they're, well, you're welcome. You know, and other times they just tear up and thank you very much. It means an awful lot to me that you, you know. So it really does. It means an awful lot to these men and women, and I'm just thrilled to be able to do a little bit that I can for them. And by using Unknown Soldier, a song that honors our military, to take that a step further and to do 100% of the proceeds towards Operation Troop Aid, which will benefit our men and women who are in service right now, is just something I feel very strongly about and thrilled to partner with them on that.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for doing that. Now, tell me, what are you up to now?
Oh, well, CMA Fest just finished. I do have a performance on Thursday night that I'm trying to get all the final details. The gentleman that was supposed to give me the details was supposed to do that last week, and with CMA Fest, I think he got sidetracked. He got overloaded, but he's working on getting me the final details. I know it's Thursday night, so he doesn't have a lot of time to give me those final details. Saturday, I'm doing a show here in Nashville, actually in Madison. It's called the Hillbilly Hot Rod Show, and there's going to be hot rods and country music going on all day long, and I'm going to be a part of that show. Then Sunday, I take off down to Cave Springs, Georgia, and I'll be performing down there. Next week, I take off down to Texas, and I'll have 3 performances down in Texas before returning back home. So it's a busy time, and just really excited. And the best way, you know, we've talked about the download, we've talked about the song and the proceeds, but I haven't told anybody how to get the song. Folks could go to DougBriney.com. That's DougBriney.com, and they can download the song there, and 100% of what they pay there at the site goes towards Operation Troop Aid. It's a 99-cent download directly from the site. If they would prefer to use PayPal, they can do that as well, and they can make any donation that they want to through PayPal. They can purchase it through iTunes or anything. The problem, and I'm just letting the folks know, if you download it through iTunes, 100% of my profits do still go to Operation Troop Aid, but the profits coming from iTunes are very minimal. It pays iTunes, it pays my label, it pays everybody, and so on a 99-cent download, I might be able to send 3 cents to Operation Troop Aid, whereas if you use the download thing directly on the site, 99 cents goes out of that 99 cents goes to Operation Troop Aid. So to make the most out of those donations, please just do it through the website. And then if a person wants to purchase the CD in its entirety, the CDs are $10, and $1 out of that goes towards Operation Troop Aid from now all the way through Labor Day.
That's great. That's awesome. So I guess my next and final question is, we had a second song from your manager, and I suppose you had a hand in choosing the songs, maybe you can give me a segue into that song. It's Cowboy.
Okay.
Something Cowboy.
Super Country Cowboy?
Yes,
Super Country Cowboy. This is the first release on the album that came out. Unknown Soldiers, the second release from that. Super Country Cowboy is the first release that came out, and that is the title track of the album. And, you know, I tell folks all the time that it really is kind of a autobiographical sketch of who I am as a person. My dad loved the original Western music and that. He liked Haggard, Buck Owens, and those type of people. My mom liked all the pop music of the day, and so I kind of grew up with both of those influences and you know, excited with that, and it kind of shaped me in who I am today. The evangelical part of that definitely comes from my background as a pastor for 20-some-odd years and being in the ministry. And so it really is a sketch of who I am as a person, not just as an artist. And that's kind of if you want to know a little bit about who I am, that song is a great one to listen to.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that was autobiographical. And I didn't know you were a pastor, so hey, you know.
Yeah.
Very good, you know.
I was in the ministry for 26 years and still serve in the ministry. Just not full time right now. We're focused more on the music, but I'm still very involved in our church here in Old Hickory, and actually am serving as the interim pastor right now, providing some direction for the church while we're searching for a pastor.
Wow. Yeah. Well, my trek was 20 years in the making, so you know, I finished with an MDiv in 99, and hey. Finally, I took that step, and I love it. I really love serving. It's probably the best thing I've done all my life. So let's see. Right. I think the music is cued. So I'm going to turn it over to my engineer, and let's see if we can get the upbeat kind of song I sang last night as I was falling asleep.
All right.
My daddy liked George Jones, Haggard and Buck Owens. Mama liked the Eagles and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Kid, I became a hybrid, super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. There's a new branch on the family tree, and it all starts right here with me. I'm a super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic. Shouting, achy, breaky, bust to move on you right now, boy. Get up out of your seat, there's a new ranch on the family tree. It all starts right here with me. They said it was the devil's tongue. They censored him on Sullivan. Now he's loved by everyone. There's an FM evolution, country music revolution, LP, CD, ripped from your MP3, boy. There's a new branch on the family tree. It all starts right here with me. Super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. I'm a twisted, shouting, achy, breaky, bust a move on you right now, boy. Get up out of your seat, there's a new wrench on the family tree. It all starts right here with me. Psychedelic cowboy. Get up out of your seat.
That one will get you going.
I guess, yeah. I played it, like I said, last night. Well, I should say early this morning. And fell asleep with it going. I woke up and my iPad was still playing it. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. You sent subliminal messages for 2 hours.
There we go.
I got to say, right. Talk about far right, far left. There you go. It just goes to show you, if you're really talented, you can sing from any arena that you choose. And I got to say thank you for coming on, and I want to see if you've got anything special that you wanted to say before we say goodbye.
I just really want to say thank you to all the fans that are out there and the people who have purchased my music. And for those of you that are listening, please head over to DougBriney.com, download Unknown Soldier. It's 99 cents, and 100% of that does go towards our troops. So please get out there, visit the website, download the song, and you know, check the performances area. If I'm in an area near you, please come out and say hi.
Well, I will do that. I haven't seen you in Greensboro yet, but we're big country down here, so I hope to catch one of your concerts.
I sure hope so. I'm working on getting as many places as I possibly can.
That's the way to do it. And, you know, I wish you good luck. I hope you find some time in the future to come and update us on how things are going. I'd be interested to know how the Unknown Soldier project's going. And love to say hello to you again.
All right, that sounds so good. Thank you very much for having me on today.
You're welcome. And I'm going to move into my wind down, and maybe someday when you're on the road and you don't have anything to do, you know, tune in to BBS Radio. You'll find me.
All right, that sounds good.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, so here we go with what I thought was an awesome, awesome set of songs from Doug Briney. And I'm going to tell you that I wish I could follow that up, but my voice not quite in that range. Next week, I just wanted to say real fast, we are going to have we're going to have a lovely young lady by the name of Josie Milner. And I think when you hear her music, well, there's several people she reminds me of, but she reminds me of Josie Milner too. She's going to come on board and talk to us about anti-bullying. And what her relationship is with the organization she's involved with. I think you're going to find her very, very interesting. And then, so that'll be the second half of next week's show. The first half, you will have to endure me. So I want to wish you a blessed week. And please come back next week and see us on the Journey 8.
Thank you for listening to the Journey 8. And please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace. Judy Hasen.